Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're now joined live by Professor Miriam Altman, strategist, economist, change catalyst aimed at high impact solutions to discuss the state of the South African economy. Professor, good morning to you.
Morning.
Professor, in respect of where our economy is, it's not in the greatest of places. Are we seeing that it's going to improve, or are we going to go into a recession?
It's a good question. You know, the thing is, the numbers right now had improved to some extent because of a bounce back from COVID. But the reality is, in 2019, the economy was shrinking and employment did fall pre-COVID. And unfortunately, a lot of the underlying indicators are showing a very weakened economy. Is it within our power to fix? Absolutely. And we have to get to it.
The South African situation obviously is compounded with Eskom issues, the high price of fuel. What can the government do to try alleviate some of these issues? We've seen in Lebanon that they've now decided to take away some of the heavy levies and taxes that were imposed in the fuel sector to try kickstart the economy. Should our government be looking to do something similar?
That's the least of it in terms of getting our economy going, just to say. Our issues, and I think, you know, one of the reasons you wanted to talk today was about the question of inflation and the possible rise in interest rates and what impact that might have. But the reality is that we, you know, for example, see food prices again rising rapidly, you know, by more than inflation. Certainly, there need to be stronger policies around agriculture and household food security and stabilizing food prices and even fortifying food so that the quality of it is higher, you know, per rand spent. Within government's power, also, of course, one of the biggest drivers of rising prices is what they call administered pricing, which means the pricing that the government sets, as an example, the price of electricity, the price of water, just as an example, transport, you know, passenger transport prices, freight transport prices, and that is one of the biggest drivers of rising inflation currently, in addition to things like fuel and there are other things, but the things that are within our power to fix are precisely what you're raising around Eskom, Transnet, Prosa, and similar.
With the energy crisis in Europe, South Africa has been exporting for a long time coal, and there seems to be an increase in the demand for coal in Europe, and Europe is one of the end destinations of South African coal. Will this commodity and the selling off of this commodity assist our economy?
Well, it will if we can get it out the door. I mean, as is well known, theft on the rail lines has caused great difficulty for coal exports. Is there going to be a long-term potential there? Probably not, but in the short and medium term, certainly it is an opportunity for South Africa. There's no doubt about it, but then we've got to get our freight transport story sorted out, and that very likely will require much more private, you know, public-private cooperation on the rail lines.
Is there a rough road in the short term for the average South African? And if you do see any light at the end of this tunnel, when do you foresee things perhaps coming to a point where the cost of living becomes more affordable?
Well, that would suggest that you trust the crystal ball of economists, which is dangerous, as we all know. But I think the reality is that life is not going to get easier soon. I think things are rough out there, with quite extreme unemployment. And so for low income and working class people, things are very, very tough. We can never underestimate what that is. That, you know, that's what makes the discussion about things like the basic income support grant that's been in discussion with government so important. But it will be important for government to be getting, a faster-paced improvement in some of the things I was raising around household food security, municipal services, that, you know, that's an area that I'm working on right now myself. I'm supporting Infrastructure South Africa in its infrastructure plan, particularly focused on municipal services and passenger transport and that kind of thing. And if those things could improve, if the services around that could improve, I think life will become much easier. The critical things that could improve life are actually within our power to fix right now. And that should be heartening. And so it does require civil society and the media and everybody to be gathering around, firstly, to pressurize for change and improvement, and also to participate in it.
Well, on that positive note, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to just give us your insights on the current state of the South African economy.
Thanks for having me.
Professor Miriam Altman is a strategist, economist, change catalyst aimed at high-impact solutions.